What's up, everyone? Rise up. Happy Monday. Hope you had an awesome weekend. I was in Phoenix, Arizona. I got to meet some of you, even some folks in the student section for those Arizona State Sun Devils. Yeah, Sparky was lit. I am so happy to be back with you. For the best 10 minutes of news, we have a lot to get to, not a lot of time to do it, so let's get to it. We begin with the fallout from the government shutdown, which is now over, and some seriously selfless acts helping those in need. The record 43-day shutdown may have ended last week, but much of the country is still working to get back on track. That includes the nearly 1 in 8 Americans who rely on SNAP benefits, the government food assistance program that helps 42 million people afford groceries. Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollins says that a majority of enrollees should receive their full benefits by today. But weeks of uncertainty have left some of the country's most vulnerable populations relying on free food pantries to get by.
We've seen an increased need. We've seen seniors coming that need assistance. We've seen families, of course, they had their SNAP benefits cut or changed or altered, and it's caused such a ripple effect. We've seen federal employees, absolutely, coming needing food because they were stretching their dollars to try to pay their bills.
The trying times have also yielded some unlikely heroes, like Pittsburgh dad A.J. Owen, who set up a free food pantry in his front yard with his sons. The family's selfless act took TikTok by storm and even got the attention of the Pittsburgh Steelers. An anonymous donor even left thousands of dollars in their mailbox to help buy more food.
I just looked at my mailbox. Are you kidding me? There's no name. It just says, may God prosper and bless your food pantry.
CNN spoke with AJ during the shutdown earlier this month, and while he's been overwhelmed by the support, he says anyone can make a difference with even a small gesture.
You don't need to build a shed. You don't need to, you know, you just need a tote, and you're helping people. It's just been incredible to see the outpouring quite literally from all over the world as well. It's just amazing. Every day is new. As long as people need this, as long as people are willing to help, it's going to be out there.
Now to some groundbreaking findings about our planet's ocean temperatures. Warmer climates around the globe are threatening to collapse a vital but delicate system of currents. Researchers say Arctic ice melt is disrupting the Atlantic's flow of warm and cool water, which circulates between the northern and southern hemispheres. Our Allison Chinchar explains how the nation of Iceland is stepping up to sound the alarm.
An ocean current system, critical to Earth's climate, is at risk of collapse, and Iceland has just declared it a national security concern. The Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, or AMOC, is an ocean current that helps keep Europe's winters mild by carrying warm water from the tropics northward toward the Arctic. As warming temperatures accelerate the thaw of Arctic ice, meltwater from Greenland's ice sheet is pouring into the ocean, and scientists warn that cold freshwater could disrupt the current's flow. Now, Icelandic leaders say the consequences of a potential collapse could be catastrophic.
And it will mean that it will be very cold, and it will be, it will have a existential threat to Iceland, basically. It's a big word to say, but this is a reality that we are trying to get our head around now.
If the AMOC collapses completely, the effects could extend far beyond Iceland, potentially triggering a modern-day ice age in northern Europe and disrupting rainfall patterns across India, Africa, and South America, areas where subsistence farmers depend on the predictable seasons.
At the same time, as Iceland will get colder and the Nordic parts of the world, the heat will still rise in the other parts of the world. And when we get more heat and more cold, there will be more dramatic weather conditions. We will have more bad weather and stormy weather, which will mean we cannot travel to and from our country. We could have ice around Iceland, so the ships will not be able to sail to the country. It is a real existential threat.
Experts warn that unless carbon emissions are reduced, this critical system could collapse, altering life in Iceland and beyond for generations to come.
Now to a major moment for Blue Origin, the rocket company founded by Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos as it launched its New Glenn rocket for its first big test.
Lift off detected.
First motion.
It was carrying a pair of NASA satellites on a long, winding trip to Mars. But the even bigger milestone came minutes later. The company also successfully landed the first stage booster for the very first time after months of tweaks aimed at guaranteeing the moment. You can see the ground crew went wild with excitement. Landing the booster was a monumental step toward making New Glenn reusable, putting it on the same playing field with SpaceX as the two companies compete in the new space race. Pop quiz, hotshot. Mount Vesuvius erupted in 79 AD. When did archaeologists begin the excavation of the city of Pompeii? 200 AD, 1500, 1700s, or 1800s? If you said 1700s, ding ding, you're correct. Pompeii was so well preserved because it was buried quickly and completely in ash, which created an airtight protective layer that kept the city almost unchanged for nearly 1,700 years. If you have ever wanted to experience one of history's most famous natural disasters up close, you could now have the chance. A new immersive experience takes you inside the Roman city of Pompeii, which was famously destroyed by an erupting Mount Vesuvius nearly 2,000 years ago. Our Ben Hunt has a closer look.
Step back in time to witness the last days of Pompeii, reimagined in a new immersive exhibition in London. The city was famously frozen in place after Mount Vesuvius erupted nearly 2,000 years ago, burying its surroundings in volcanic ash.
The volcano is one of the iconic things of the Last Days of Pompeii exhibition, and we build it in the latest cutting-edge 3D technology, so you will be inside our immersive room, being in the moment where the volcano exploded and living, like in first person, what the people of Pompeii should have lived at that time.
And while visitors may be familiar with the city's catastrophic end, the exhibit also shows what life might have looked like before the eruption. People can tour a suburban villa with frescoed walls and gardens, recreated by large-scale projection screens and virtual reality, for a glimpse of life in the once thriving city. But some of the most haunting images from Pompeii are the plaster casts of bodies recovered from the archaeological site. The exhibition created replicas of them to put on display.
Given the challenges of taking, for example, the recovered bodies, for all the security that these objects had, we opted to display objects from a private collection that would illustrate daily life in the city, and at the same time to create 3D printed replicas of the corpses to understand the history and everything related to Pompeii.
With the help of technology, Pompeii is resurrected from its ashen shadows. The exhibition runs in London for 16 weeks.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. One girl's seriously impressive work ethic taking us from rise up to giddy up. 14-year-old Emily Williams has been wild about horses as long as her family can remember.
And I thought, oh, maybe this will be a passing phase. It was not a passing phase.
Emily has spent years volunteering at a local horse rescue in Virginia, impressing the staff and learning to care for the animals.
She was incredibly dedicated. She was very calm around the animals. She learned all of their names.
And this summer, that dedication paid off. A local nonprofit made Emily's lifelong dream of taking part in the Chincoteague Pony Auction a reality. The century-old Virginia tradition auctions off foals each year to control the wild Chincoteague herd size. This year, Emily was lucky enough to bring home Lainey, a wild foal who now calls the Williams family farm home.
Every day I'd wake up and like, is this a dream?
Now, Emily spends every day before and after school caring for Lainey, and the two are inseparable. She hopes that one day they can compete together, but for now, seems like they're just happy horsing around. All right, everyone, time for a very special shout out. This one goes to Mrs. Schroeder at Woodburn Lutheran School in Woodburn, Indiana. Your students tell us that you are retiring at the end of this school year. So we want to say congratulations and thank you for all the years of molding young minds impressive stuff. Thanks to you and all the teachers out there who make us part of your day. We'll do it again tomorrow, shall we? I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.